It's a tough topic to talk about, but Utah is taking a new tack in efforts to prevent suicides. The state today unveiling strategies designed to help individuals, communities, and service providers save lives. Utah Department of Health Suicide Prevention Coordinator Andrea Hood is with me live now on the KSL Newsline. So first of all, how big of an issue is suicide in Utah?
Hi. So suicide prevention has been an important priority in Utah for years. We've known that we have consistently been in the top 10 with our suicide rates in the nation and above the national average for many years now.
So a situation that calls for new strategies, what are they?
So we have 9 strategies based on evidence-based protective factors that protect against suicide. And so a few examples of those would be increasing access to really good quality healthcare and behavioral healthcare, reducing access to lethal means such as firearms when a person is in crisis particularly, and increasing coping skills and problem-solving skills in our youth.
So what does this mean actually for people who are struggling with suicidal thoughts or for people who've lost a loved one to suicide? What does this mean to the individual?
I think on an individual level, this plan gives some ways to get involved in your community. And I know there's a lot of passionate supporters of suicide prevention, and so we welcome you to come to utahsuicideprevention.org, get involved in the state or local coalition, and see what role you can play in carrying these efforts forward and being part of the solution.
Andrea, while I have you on the line, I have to ask, what's the go-to phone number or website? What do you do when you know someone who is having suicidal thoughts? So you're feeling them yourself. What do you do first thing?
So first thing is you want to ask directly the person if they're having suicidal thoughts, and then you can call together the Suicide Prevention Lifeline, which is 1-800-273-TALK or 1-800-273-8255. And we also have a new app available in the state of Utah for youth to be able to chat with a crisis counselor 24/7. So that's called Safe UT, and it is already saving lives in the Utah community. So we encourage people to take advantage of those.